I'm not always in the showbiz area, but they said that Elizabeth Taylor told to his ninth husband, "I will not keep you long." Let's go to the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. The Bible says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. The reproof and reproof of instruction are the way of life." I just want to tell to you this morning about the talking book. About the talking book. I am emphasizing to you this morning about this talking book, which is the Word of God. The Word of God tells about something in this passage of the scriptures that we read. In verse 22, the Bible says, "When thou goest, it shall lead thee." The Bible is the book that guides us. It is the book that guides us every day in our lives. Because He said, "When thou goest, it shall lead thee." Wherever you go, when you have the Word of God in your heart, when you have the Word of God that fills your heart and your mind, it always leads you into the direction that you will always be close to the God Almighty. It will guide you. Number two, the Bible says, "When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee." The Word of God guarding you. Amen. Not only guides you, it also guards you. Every time we sleep in the evening, when we just close our eyes, my friends, my beloved brethren, because the Word of God gives life, it just guards you every time you sleep. Why? Because many people don't have any Jesus Christ in their heart. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. They don't have hope. But when a person trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they know that Jesus Christ is their only hope, then when they sleep, they have peace. They have hope. They still enjoy that they have the joy in Christ. Amen? Amen. Not only the Word of God guides you and guards you, the Bible says, "And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee." The Word of God is our guest. Every time, there will always a time that when there's a person knocking on our door, there you are. There's somebody is coming in your house. That is your guest. My friends, every time when we awake in our sleep, my friends, the Word of God is the one that will talk in your heart. The Word of God is the one that will talk in yourself. Because the Word of God is our guest. The Word of God. This morning, I read the Bible in Jeremiah. I will not ask you to open in Jeremiah. But I just want to seek the face of God in my life. And it says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord saying, stand in the court of the Lord's house, speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship of the Lord's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. Diminish not a word, which means don't neglect anything from the Word of God. And you said here in verse 5 of chapter 26 of Jeremiah, the Bible says in verse 4, the Bible says, and thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord, if ye will not hearken unto me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Those people, even they sent prophets. Jeremiah is preaching to them, proclaiming the word of God. The people never hear what he is saying from the word of God. Now, what happened? It says, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. Because they disobeyed the word of God. They didn't hear the word of God. The word will conquer that nation. My friends, I don't want that. I want that the Word of God will always guide me. I want that the Word of God will always guard me. I want the Word of God will always my guest. I don't want that I will be a curse. That I will never hear from the Word of God. That I will never listen the voice that comes from heaven. I want to listen and hear the word of God. The Bible says, my son, keep thy father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother, bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Why? The word of God is our life. Always remember, the Word of God is our guide, is our guard, is our guest. It talks to us. The happiest person in this world is the man that's speaking to God and the God that's speaking to man. Remember that. The Word of God guides you, guards you, and this is our guest. Thank you very much.